Previously on American Shopper.
That's you know what? Get the out of here. And don't bother coming in tomorrow because you're terminated.
I don't give a anyway you slice it. You take care of your family.
Junior and Mikey are no longer a part of OCC, and the family may never be the same. Regardless of the drama, OCC must forge ahead. The guys in the shop turn their focus on the task at hand, a bike for the Saginaw Chippewa Indian Tribe. With Junior off starting his own company, Senior must pick up the slack in the shop.
Oh, you got this one on backwards.
Don't even tell me that, all right?
No longer able to use OCC's facilities, Junior asked for help from his brother Dan.
I wanted to know if I could use the shop because, you know, I'm not working with Dad anymore.
Unhappy with the way he's been treated, Mikey confronts his father.
I want you to mend fences with my brothers.
My last email to him, I said, Dan, I'm getting old. I said, sooner or later, something's going to happen to one of us and I'm going to regret it for the rest of our lives.
We've come full circle, back where it all started. Just no Dad this time.
We're here at my brother Danny's steel shop, and pretty much gonna ask him if it's okay if I use the facilities here. Danny bought Orange County Ironworks from our dad. He had a falling out with him a while back, and he too has no relationship with Senior. It's kinda odd being back here in this building, and it doesn't seem like it was that long ago that we were building bikes here.
All right, let's finish up that back thing. Yeah, it's kinda nice being back in the iron shop. It reminds me of way back when I used to actually work for a living.
Ah!
My brother even stopped by. And as usual, he had to put in his own 2 cents.
Can we net sides on here so we could stock this thing with presents?
Yeah, well, there's plenty of room in there.
No, the sled looks awesome. Are you kidding me, man? Hopefully, because my father's not involved, Danny will be willing to help me out. It's pretty crazy to think I might actually be working in this building again.
Hey!
What's going on?
Hey, Dan, what's going on?
Nothing. What are you doing?
I just wanted to, I wanted to know if I could use the shop if I need to, because, you know, I'm not working with Dad anymore, so. I mean, I don't need it right this second, but I'm probably going to need it. I'm working out of my house now, so.
Well,
I just might need
it. Yeah, we got a corner in the shop there. We can use the table, and we got extra welders.
Out in there?
Yeah, out in the mist shop.
Oh, okay.
Paul and Mike came to see me today. They said they weren't working at Choppers anymore, and that they needed a place to work, to fabricate, or was involved in their new venture. Whatever you need, we could do.
Okay.
We could move around.
So I could work here during the day, too, if I had to, not just at night?
Yeah. I mean, we're busy, but right. We can,
Are you guys busy?
Whatever we got to do. I think there's some motivation to help them out, you know, because I know what it was like to kind of be ousted from the family business. So they know what it's like to kind of start over again at zero. And as far as family goes, whatever I can do to help out my family, I'll do, you know.
Also, we'd like to be involved any way we can with groundbreaking ceremonies or anything like that you got coming up. Right?
What do you got?
Nothing.
Are you going to have a groundbreaking ceremony or no?
Only if we have to.
Danny, he doesn't show excitement very well sometimes, but I know he's very excited about this project.
Right there.
He currently has 2 buildings that he runs his business out of, and what he's going to do is go ahead and put up a 70,000 square foot of facility on a piece of property he just bought.
I mean,
you got to cut a ribbon and stuff, right?
I want to keep low key.
You got to do a dig of dirt? You're not going to have a chrome shovel?
It'll be fun for you.
We'll see. Can have Dad come and make a speech.
Uh-huh.
And
I just want you to know.
And
it's good. A lot of people here.
People like me.
Good.
My brother Danny's experienced a similar situation that I'm in now, in that he's had to take a company and pretty much start from scratch. And really grow it from there, and that's essentially what I'm doing.
We can yell and scream if it makes you feel more comfortable.
No, I'm done with that forever.
Oh, good.
All right, we're gonna get out of here.
Yeah, any reason to help them out, whatever is involved in their new venture, that would be know, it would be my pleasure.
Take care.
You're aces.
Need some railings.
If you need Micah, he'll be in the basement at my house.
Later, Dan.
See you later.
We're at the Zeeborn Cultural Arts Center in Michigan.
Oh, look at this, man. Wigwam.
And we're here to do some R&D on building a bike for the Chippewa Indians.
Yeah.
Wow. How you doing?
Good, Paul. How are you?
Good. Nice to meet you.
Welcome. Welcome to the Zeeboing Center.
Steve.
How are you?
Hi, nice Steve.
Nice meeting you. There's the man that makes it happen right there, Jason Poole.
How you doing? Jason, nice meeting you.
Good to meet you.
We wanted to see just how they would concept a bike based off of just our tribe. The Saginaw Chippewa tribe, we are so honored that you're going to be doing our bike
Thank
for
you.
Us. And we wanted to bless you and gift you with our history book.
Cool.
This is a history book that's telling our story. It's telling our history from the Native Americans' perspective.
Do you Thank this you. Book. I appreciate so, it, really. I don't really know too much about the Chippewa Indians, although I'm a big fan of the culture. And pretty much what it represents.
So I'd like to welcome you to Zeeboing. Zeeboing in our language means place by the water. Paul Sr., Jason, and Steve are going to come and take a look at our permanent exhibit titled The Bajumwayung, which means telling our story. And wigwas is the word for birch bark in our language, and that's where the word wigwam comes from, because our lodges were covered in birch bark.
You know, for me, some of the things that were interesting, the wigwams were really cool.
We're going to go right into our spring lodge. So now you can say you've been inside of a real wigwam.
Wow.
Wow, look at this.
Oh, it's so magical. We have lights and everything. It's awesome. We're getting a personal tour in the whole nine yards. I'm able to see everything from wigwams to tools that they use.
So everything you see here was handmade just for our exhibit. Some pieces are actual artifacts.
It's basically like stepping back in time and seeing, you know, how they lived and better understanding their culture.
Those are done with the tiny little glass beads. So each bead is pretty much sewn on individually if you wanted to take a closer look.
Some of the stuff that they've done by hand seems to be so calculated when you look at it. I don't think there's too many people today that have that kind of craftsmanship ability.
The last part of our exhibit is the last part of the seventh prophecy, which is a warning. They say there are two paths. All people will choose between a path of destruction or desecration or a path of compassion. And we believe with the use of these teachings, we can light the eighth and final fire, which is fire of peace.
That's really cool. I like that. It's kind of overwhelming going through here, but it's good that Jason had his camera with him. So I think that, you know, he took a picture of most everything that you could possibly incorporate into the bike.
So that concludes your tour of our permanent exhibit. I'm glad you guys were able to visit us today.
Thank you, yeah.
Miigwech.
Thank you very much
Thank
for spending
you.
The time
Miigwech.
Doing it.
Perfect. Thank you.
I think we got a lot out of it. Thank you.
Good.
It's really a great place to learn some of the culture here, the people. I think that we pretty much got everything that we need, and you know, it's just a matter of going back to the shop and start building.
You wanted to go with the Indian motor, you said?
Yes.
I got a nice big tank on it, doing like a 10-up. So it'll be a nice rigid chopper.
What are they looking to incorporate in this bike?
They suggested maybe doing dream catchers for, like, the tank or the wheels or something. And they have different clans.
Different clans?
Yeah, yeah. They have, like, a beaver clan, a snake clan, a turtle clan. So they want the symbols on here somewhere, definitely.
Is there any way that we could wrap this tank in leather?
Yes. What if we made it look like the drums? You know how their drums are like stretched animal hide?
Jason started designing a Chippewa bike today, and a good part of the bike is we're going to incorporate leather. I think we're going to incorporate it kind of like a shield over the tank.
Right, and that'll go right on top of there.
And then that's what you can do in leather, right?
Exactly. See how nice and segmented it would be? That's cool, right?
I like that. How about the fenders? Are you doing anything on the fenders like that, or?
Yeah, we might as well. I mean,
and I think we're going to do that with the front and back fender, probably the handle grips also, and the seat. If you're going to do this and you want it to be like that, I think that you need to go out to Danny Gray's and make sure that you get what you want.
Yeah, I'd like to see like a bunch of leather swatches and pick the right color.
It'd probably be
color
good to go over and see his operation too.
All right.
All right.
I could do that.
Looks good, though. It looks good.
All right, I'll keep working on it. You stop back in a little bit and check it out.
All right.
So today's dedicated just to the Chippewa Indians. They decided to get a bike from us, which is awesome. I want it to be all natural. I want it to look like leather and organic, and it came from the earth, and it was handcrafted, and all the good stuff. And they definitely want baskets, they told me. They want baskets and eagle feathers. And the leather on this bike is gonna look really cool because it's gonna look like it was stretched on top of the gas tank, not like it was glued on the gas tank or anything like that. I got some eagle feather struts, which is always a hit. The wheels are awesome. They're these giant dream catchers with eagle feathers spinning around in them. It turned out pretty cool. I hope everyone at the shop likes it. And more importantly, I hope the client's pleased with it. Great news, sir. It's approved. We're good to go.
Okay, so it's good. So you got
the frames downstairs, on? Tanks downstairs.
Yeah, let's go get the frame. Where do you keep the frames?
This is it.
That's a nice frame, man.
Yeah.
What is that, 8 up?
It's 10 up, 6 out, rigid, 30 degrees.
You gonna take the elevator?
No, let's take the stairs.
I forget about that. I probably took this elevator twice.
Come on. There you go.
Listen, I'm supposed to forward, man. I'll start punching.
All right.
I'll meet you up there.
Sounds good.
He's got the frame here. We'll give him a hand here, Lee. I had to kick that thing into the elevator.
Oh, did you?
It's like you're on the warpath, dude. Yeah, let me help you. Yeah.
What is this going to be, a double piece too? All right. Or is that just paint?
It looks like a double piece to me.
I think this is going to be an interesting build. There's a lot of heritage here. You know, I think it's going to be somewhat of a challenge in some areas. You know, there's some leather wrap, and the tank has a bit of fab to it. But all in all, I think the design is great, and it should be an interesting project to do.
Let's get this in a roller.
Here and here?
It's a big tank.
Last two jobs sucked all the talent right out of me.
All right, buddy. Here he comes.
Oh.
Oh, man. The wrong caps. There you go, tank demon. Keep moving it, man. I'll get in there. There we go, pal.
Hey, you know what we should have done? We should have wrote down all the spacer sizes where we made, but it don't matter.
Yeah, we take them off
apart and do something. Yeah. All right, dudes, let's go. We'll be back here tomorrow. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Everything's over here, Jim.
All right. I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Chapel. All right, man, you too.
Where you want to go, this way?
You know, I thought it would be a nice day to take Rachel to dinner. You know, I figured I'd bring Rachel down here. It's a beautiful day, and maybe I thought it would soften her up a little bit. For a conversation I know she's probably not going to like.
I think it's hot.
Let me ask you a question.
What's that?
What if we were to put the boutique on hold for a little while?
On hold how?
Well, I mean, just put it off, maybe, you know. Maybe not do it right now.
For how long?
I don't know how long. Just because the company's taken off and you've already been a big help with the whole thing. It just seems like a lot to take on both things, to do the boutique and the company. And the only reason I say let's do the company is because, you know, I already have a client and I'm going to need help just managing all the emails coming in, the clothing line. I just want to get your take on it before, you know.
Well, I mean, I don't mind helping you, but I still want to do it, you know? Like, I don't want to put it off indefinitely.
No, I don't think we have to do that. Well, I mean, I was also kind of thinking about selling the building.
I think if we sell the building, it's not going to happen. I don't know. I just feel like if...
I mean, if we sell the building, you're never going to be able to do the boutique? Well, for that building, it would be done. We wouldn't obviously not open the boutique there. You wouldn't have that opportunity. But we could rent. We could maybe an opportunity for another building. I'd also like to see the economy be a little better to make the investment in the boutique aspect of things, because it's just, you know, retail's down. You know, I just want to make sure that you're okay with it. you know? Mm-hmm. Believe me, this is something that I've really put a lot of thought into. And I wanted to run it by her. And, you know, we've both been so busy with Paul Jr. Designs that, you know, the boutique and all that has been kind of gone hold. It just feels like right now that's the right thing to do. I have someone who's interested in the building. In spite...
Avery talked about selling it.
I did talk to one person about selling it. Yeah, but I just talked to him. I mean, I just had the feelers out there.
I guess Paul basically had this idea in his head before he even spoke to me about it. He actually has someone who wants to buy the building, and this is the first he's telling me of it. Even, like, the first idea he had about it, I would have liked to have known about it.
I mean, I'm not going to do anything unless you, you know, unless we could both agree, because we are both invested in it.
Well, I mean, what kind of help are you talking about,
Katie?
Like,
for me?
Yeah.
Like, oh, my gosh. Well, I mean, so far...
I would help you no matter what, obviously.
I'm talking about, like, a paid position. The company would pay you a salary, and it would be a real job. It wouldn't just be, like, you helping me out. You know what I mean? I mean, it would kind of be like an administrator at first. You know, the opportunity is that I have a client. Truthfully, the boutique right now would take more time and more money. I'm hoping that she wants to work with me on it, you know, out of pocket.
Sell it.
You say that. I just want to make sure you're okay with it.
No, I mean, what are you going to do? Sell it. I mean, if it's going to be on hold, it's going to be on hold. I guess we can always go somewhere else.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, I was really excited to do something on my own. Everything that we do, obviously, is for Paul. So, me helping him, I don't mind it, but again, it's not my own thing.
You know, obviously, I worry about our relationship because it's hard to do, you know, business and relationship like that. So, that could be good or it could be bad. And so, I just take that into consideration. I want to make sure we're not at each other's throats because, you know, it's a lot of time to spend together. She's a very reasonable person. She's very practical. I think if we're able to keep things in perspective and if I can not be a jerk all the time, then I think we should be able to get through it. All right. Let's eat. This stuff is good.
Ready to rock and roll, dude?
Yes, sir.
You want to build these bars in here?
Yeah, I would love to.
Lee and I got started on the handlebars this morning. I think what we should do is take a piece and roll it. Mm-hmm. And then, you know what I mean? Because it comes back that way.
Right.
Roll it just a little bit, and then we're going to have to miter it. We drew out our design on the workbench. All the angles and the pieces like I used to do when I made railings.
I mean, you want to draw the other side so we get more of an idea of what it looks like? Or?
We know we need this piece, and this piece.
All right. So cut the straight piece.
22 and a half.
Yep, all right. Mm-hmm. If that goes into there, right, this is going to be way longer now, right?
Mm-hmm. We can make this bar shorter.
Yeah, that's the only way to do it. We figured out with the centerpiece being 10 inches, the bars would be too wide, so we cut it down, and they look great.
You're happy with it?
Yeah. Well, when we take it out of here, I'll flip it over and just tack it around good.
Hey.
Hey, Jim. Oh, sorry, am I in your way?
No, I'm just looking at what you're making here.
I'm making some bars for Senior.
And, like, this, if you look at this, because this, you need to get all of this detail on there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm almost thinking that this needs to be longer in here.
When I was passing by the lift, I saw Lee working on the handlebars for the Chippewa bike and laying them next to the picture Jason had done. You can see that the area where he's got for this beaded tube just wasn't going to fit on the bars that Lee and Senior had come up with.
But the thing is, you're going to change what he needs to get on there.
Yeah, I'm just following
this has to go on there.
I'm following what Senior's doing.
You know, sometimes when Senior's working on something, he gets in his head what he wants to do, not necessarily trying to look at Jason's design. I don't know how Lee said that he got the bars and they ended up being 50 inches wide or something like that. Doesn't make sense to me. I mean, if you have a drawing, you want to scale it right off the drawing.
So if I take this length, which is 5 inches, and double that, you need 10 inches here.
That's what we had in the beginning.
You had 10 inches.
Yeah, started out 10 inches, and it was way too wide.
If you change that right now, do you think he's going to notice when he comes over? If you don't even tell him?
And I kind of persuaded Lee to push him back towards Jason's and be true to the design. And, you know, since Senior's making the risers extra long, we'll be able to set them wherever we need to, but the bars themselves need to match the drawing.
Jim don't like them.
You don't like what?
He wants We started out with 10 inches here. Remember me and you did?
Yeah.
He wants it to be 10 inches so they can get this whole shield in there. He's saying that they ain't going to have enough
beads.
We
don't have no luck with handlebars, do we?
I think they're beautiful, man.
The thing of it is, we never do them once.
No, we don't, ever.
It's getting to the point where it's kind of like a normal thing to do the handlebars more than once. Somehow I always think I got them right the first time, and then somebody comes along and wants to make a change on them.
And then all we got to do is put this back in place and do the same thing, right?
I kind of agree with what he said, so me and Lee are going to have to cut them apart again and change them. All right, let's check them first.
I agree.
Plenty of room with the bars. They're never going to hit.
Cool.
They look real good.
Hell
real,
yeah.
Real comfortable.
They look damn good. I like them.
Yeah, look comfortable the way your arms are. Uh-huh.
Perfect.
The handlebars are nothing. We switched those around real fast, got them done. Gary didn't mount the rear fender, and Jim's cutting out our strut, so hopefully he don't come out and see something wrong with the rear fender, because I don't know how many more times I'm going to have to do stuff twice, and pretty soon I'm going to freak out and start throwing stuff at him.
Cool. Looks good. Good job, guys.
Good job.
Looks great today.
You're going to have to put another bend in it somewhere. You know, you're going to have to follow this frame bend.
This morning, Command, I started working on the Chippewa bike. Lee and Mike, you know, got a lot of it knocked out. Really, all they had to do was do the exhaust jet and start working on the gas tank.
I think that's it. Bingo! How's this look, Rick?
Yeah, there you go. What'd you do?
I cut
some off of that?
No, I cut this one.
Oh, and it fits right in there?
That ain't bad, right?
Yeah, that's good. We're doing a cool little, it's like a double gas tank with it. It's going to be wrapped in leather, so it almost has like a pulled leather look to it. I can't cut that sharp of turns. Probably the hardest thing I got to do on this tank is cutting out all the curved lines. But as I said before, I always love the challenge.
Let's see how that rascal fits now. One down, two down. Yep, looks straight. Good.
Mike's doing really well with the exhaust. It's got a lot of nice curves and bends to it. But really, that's just about done. The gas tank's just about done, so we're going to finish those up first thing in the morning. And get this whole bike broken down, get everything tagged, and get it sent out.
That's cool.
Anyone that rides bikes knows how important a good seat is. And anyone that knows what a good seat is knows who Danny Gray is. He's the best in the business when it comes to custom seats. And that's why we use him with each and every one of our OCC projects. Danny!
Hey! How you doing?
This place is huge.
Hey, Jason, good to see you again.
What's up, Tom?
You remember Tom.
Hey.
I'm in Cincinnati.
Right, the Cincy Show.
Paul asked me to come out here and make sure that this Chippewa Indians project we're working on is going according to plan. It's got a lot of intricate leather work done to the gas tank, to the front fender, and the seat. So he just kind of wanted me to kind of take point on this one, come out here and make sure everything's sticking to the design.
Well, here's where it's all done.
Yeah.
You know, we've been working with OCC for quite a while now since they got started, and it's always good to work with those guys. We especially enjoy working with Jason. To have somebody of his talent helping us with the designs, it makes it a whole lot easier for us.
And I had a question for you. I know we don't know how high it's going to be raised above the fender.
Mm-hmm.
Will this show, or should we line it? Can we leave that way it is?
Oh, it'd be great if you could line it.
You want it lined? Okay.
Yeah, I do. I mean, if it's not too much, because you never know what angle people are going to get at, you know?
That was
they
my
crawl
concern.
Under the bike.
We have some issues with the inside, since it's going to be raised above the actual fender and above the actual tank. We're going to have to line the back of the piece as well, just because you never know what angle people are going to get in to see it. We don't want any raw material showing, so that is something we still have to do here before we ship the material.
If we have issues with, because of the angle of this, with the
folding.
With a wrinkling of fold, can I do a little crisscross lacing like you would
if
on
you
a
have
TV?
To?
If I have to. We'll try not to.
Yeah,
but if it means to make it look more clean, then
that'd be cool.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, if you got to do it, you got to do it.
All right,
I understand.
When Jason got here, he got to see what we were doing, and he loved it. You know, that really kind of makes everything easier. We're going the right direction. We had the proper guidance from him and over the phone, so we don't have to do any backtracking.
It's going to look cool. I want to see that seat and see how you're pulling that off.
Oh, this is what you sent me.
Yeah.
And then yesterday I spent the time transferring that to this artwork.
Okay.
So we could transfer it to this. And now I've already started carving and tooling it, but I got to bevel all these edges.
Oh, wow.
So we shaded all this, so I made sure I hit the right side. Because I beveled the wrong end, the whole thing's ruined. I got to start over.
You know, I had no idea how intricate the leather tooling process was.
Oh, shoot, I just blew it. No, kidding.
Flip it over, quick.
I mean, he sits there for hours on end with a little hammer and a little chisel going tink, 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 tink.
Jason, would you like to try some tooling? I got an opportunity to show him how to do a little tooling, and he picked it up right away. The guy's a natural.
Now, don't let him get too good at this, or we'll be out of a job.
No, that's true.
Be making seats.
Yeah, he's making it look too easy, you're right.
After watching Jason tapping on that leather a little bit and seeing how easy it came to him, I wouldn't mind having another artist in here if I could get him. So those guys better take good care of him out there at OCC or I'll be out there visiting him.
Thanks, Dan.
Have a good trip.
Take it easy, Tom. Good seeing you.
Yeah, you too, Jason. Right. Have a good flight.
Yeah, take it easy.
Come into my used-to-be office.
I came over to the shop today here to have a conversation with my father about feeling like I've been pushed out of the business.
I guess you feel that you haven't been included in stuff that's been going on.
Well, I feel like I've been exiled ever since my contract ran up.
Well, the thing of it is, your contract did run up, but when it did run out, you became an independent contractor. So if you're an independent contractor, that means that you pick and choose what you want to do.
Okay. But everything that this company used to use me for and tell me that I was so important to be used for, I just started suddenly becoming excluded from it because I wasn't under contract. They just totally cut me out of the loop.
Let me ask you a question, okay? Yeah. If you wanted to be so part of what's going on here, and we'll go back to last year, before we even had the independent contract, okay? Mm-hmm. You took 5 weeks vacation and you missed 67 days of work and the rest, you were late. You had every job opportunity offered you in this place and you didn't follow through with one of them. Not one. Yeah, you had the internet, you had the job of cleaning up, you've had every single job. You're the only guy that has a contract to come in at 9 o'clock in the morning. How do you figure that? It's pretty obvious. You haven't followed through with anything in your life. Not one thing, and you're blaming me that I'm the guy that your life up.
No, you just let the people who are in charge here with me and Paulie constantly.
You're a big boy.
A big boy?
When I was 18 years old, I was around here.
You have the agent.
I dealt with monsters all my lawyer. Why'd you use my lawyer? Why didn't you use your own?
Okay, let's skinny this.
Why didn't you use your own?
2 years ago, I trusted you. Kidding me?
You trusted Dad. That's Dad's fault that you
essentially your fault that you let people here scumbag me and Paulie.
No, not my fault.
Okay?
It's not.
Flows
you're
downhill.
A big boy. Stand up for yourself.
I am right now.
Now you are.
Yeah, but you don't even know
what life's about. You never had a job in your life. Who the are you? You want part of or you don't want part of? You want an independent contract, but you want the benefits of the company. What the do you want?
I helped build
what
this
do you
company. Quite a bit.
You did?
Yes.
But you got paid for it. Okay. You didn't do it for nothing. And neither did your
brother
do it
for nothing. Did the business make a load of money?
You didn't make a investment.
What investment? I invested all my time. Tons of
you
effort.
You got paid for your time.
Yeah, okay.
You didn't get
and then I got slung out in the
you mind. Decided to do that. That was your choice,
oh,
big boy.
That's your
grow
feeling
up
on
and
it.
Start taking responsibility for yourself.
All right, you should do the same. I take full responsibility
take responsibility.
Yeah, well, I'll never choose to do business with family again. That's the only thing I would.
Let's end the conversations like this. You could be part of anything that I am part of. You can come in my shop anytime you want. You're allowed to do whatever you want to do. I'm not chasing you from here, okay? That's the best I could give you. Whatever you do from there, that's up to you. That's about as much as I can offer. So, I don't know what else you want to talk about.
I want you to mend fences with my brothers, okay? And I just want everybody to sort of get along.
You don't have no control over that, Mike.
I don't have any control.
You could have
a
concern, and you could have a concern, and I respect your concern.
I can voice my concern.
Yes, you can.
And I understand that I can't control you.
You know what you said before about one of us are going to die?
Yeah. That's the way I live my life, by the way.
My last email to him, I said, Dan, I'm getting old. I said, sooner or later, something's going to happen to one of us, and we're going to regret it for the rest of our lives. Why does it have to be that way? I said, let's put it behind us. Let's put it behind us, and let's move on in life. Let's start a relationship.
You got to keep trying.
But I do. Listen, I don't quit.
All right. I was under the impression that you had just totally...
No. If you could go over to Danny's...
I will go over to Danny's.
And you could get him to talk to me, I'd be the happiest guy in the world.
And Paul, you guys have fresh wounds constantly.
That's right.
You're both in knife fights constantly.
And we're both going to have to work that out.
You have to work that out before it escalates.
And we will.
You want it to escalate to a horrible level?
We will work it out. The bottom line is that I'm willing to work these issues out. Let's end this like this, okay? If you want to, okay?
Yeah.
Let's just end this conversation and put it behind us, and let's move forward the way that you want to move forward, and I'll be happy with that. Let's walk out the door, okay, and start a relationship.
You can stick to it.
I can stick to it. And I'd be happy to do that. I really would. Because I love you. I really do.
I know you love me, Pop. I love you, too.
Okay.
I'm not one for confrontations, so having this kind of discussion with my dad was really hard. I feel kind of sad that Paulie and I were squeezed out of OCC, but I guess it's just how it's going to be, and I need to move forward.
I'm out of words.
I really hope my father takes steps towards mending things up with both of my brothers. Things are real shaky with them, and they're all very stubborn, and I'm not trying to villainize my father or my brothers, but it does bother me and the rest of my family that they don't get along, and it's for next to no reason as far as I'm concerned.
So today I received a magical box from Danny Gray filled with a bunch of magical items that are for the Chippewa bike.
Yeah, dude, look at that.
Look at this, dude. Look at this.
Oh, wow.
It's ridiculous.
That's cool.
Dude, we can't put this on
that
bike.
Awesome.
This is too cool for the bike. Look at that thing.
Wow.
Hand-tooled, man. Yeah, an insane seat that looks like a basket woven by a little old Indian lady. Right? Talk about detail.
I guess I better step up my game on the paint, huh?
The gas tank wrap was in there with the braided fringe ripping down it. The front fender wrap was in there. So we got all the pieces together for this Chippewa bike. And to see the stuff finished is just amazing. I mean, these people there, they pour their heart and soul into the projects that we do. And it shows each and every time.
This is cool. And I was going to tie it
into nice,
here.
Right? I got the parts to Rob so he can sock it out for paint. Can't wait to see it all come together. It's cool, right?
It's really cool.
All right, you're going to make it look cooler, right?
No.
Okay. Cool.
Cool.
Rick, what are you doing, Rick?
I'm getting bolts for this. All the parts came back from paint today. Yeah, Rob had a serious amount of work to do with all the different pieces. So now we can finish up putting the bike together.
Got yours, son?
Mm-hmm. We'll just drop it on the tire.
Well, we'll make sure it'll...
Yeah, don't hit.
Are you okay in your son?
So far, so good.
All right, I gotta get my fat fingers out of here.
You did a nice job with the paint. These feathers came out nice.
This bike is a little bit behind schedule because of all the paint that had to be done, which looks great. So I really want to get this thing finished today. Okay. What the freak? I'm losing my mind here. You know, I thought I'd start with something easy, like the feathers for the wheel inserts. But if I knew what I was getting into, I definitely would have let the other guys do that. First, I had to find the freaking holes, which were tiny.
They were right.
What the hell is going on here?
You getting those in there?
I can't get that one. Then I had to get the screw behind the rotors. I can't get my fingers in here. And then just when I thought it couldn't get any worse, I'm now, Rick.
What'd you do?
Stripped the head.
Oh.
It was like one step forward and two steps back. Just get it out with a vice grip. Man, this is f***ed up.
Senior was having a hard time with all these inserts. As much as he tried, he just kept on getting it wrong.
Oh, you got this one on backwards.
Don't even tell me that, all right?
This one goes on the other side.
I wish I would have stayed home today. Where does it end?
But eventually he figured it out, and we were able to get the rest of the parts on the bike.
Okay.
You got it right?
Yeah. That looks good.
Yeah, it looks real good.
I guess that's it.
Yeah.
Fired up.
Sounds good.
Let's ride, baby. I think the bike came out great. Overall, it's kind of a simple bike, but I think it's got a lot of nice detail to it and a unique look. The paint job came out incredible. The whole design of the birch bark and the carving is really realistic. I think the leather or the skin on the front fender and on the gas tank really came out phenomenal. Danny Gray did an incredible job on the seat. It actually looks like a basket. All in all, I think that the bike rode really well. I think that Indian motor is a great motor, very reliable motor, but very fitting for this bike. The end result is the bike looks phenomenal. I'm going to take it out to the Chippewa Nation and unveil it, and I got a feeling they're going to be more than happy with it. We're at the Soaring Eagle Casino today, and I'm about to unveil the Chippewa Indian bike.
Let's hear it for OCC founder!
Bike came out really cool. I think it really represents what it's supposed to represent, and there's a lot of people here, a lot of bikes here, so it should be pretty interesting.
You like the bike?
Yeah! I'd just like to say it's an honor to be here. This was a great project for us. Everything about it was cool, and I hope I can remember everything about this bike. The wheels are dream catcher, if you look at them. The fenders here are the struts that hold the rear fender. You have the Soaring Eagle on the back here. This seat is woven like the baskets with the fringes on them, which is really cool. And then you got the leather wrapped here. You got the turtle here, the wheel of medicine. That's on the primary cover. You got the Sagawash symbols on the breather, and the paint is the birch bark color. The motor is a 100-inch Indian motor. Never have a problem with these motors. They run great, they sound great. You want me to fire it up? Yeah!
We've been waiting for a long time for this bike, and it took us a little bit to get through the design phase, but we're very pleased, and the bike is beautiful.
Sounds good, right? Here's the bike, sir.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
Thanks, Paul.
It was an honor.
You guys did an awesome job on this bike, so. One of the things that we're going to do first is do a blessing over our bike as part of one of our traditions. This is Shannon Martin, our
Zeboing director, and she's going to smudge the bike here.
The smudging ceremony that our Zeboing director put on was to bring out the goodness of the fruits of the creator.
Anything that we start and do, we do a blessing over it. We thank the creator for all that he's done.
The blessing ceremony was real cool, being grateful for, you know, whatever's been given to us. So the whole ceremony to me was it was different, but it was very cool.
One more time, OCC.
Thanks, Bob.
No, thank you. Hey.
Hey, buddy.
What are you doing?
Just checking emails and enjoying this overcast and slightly chilly day.
Mind if I make myself comfortable?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Thanks.
There, you idiot. You're probably going to be covered in dog hair now.
It wasn't even worth the joke.
Yeah, it was. It was good.
Oh, good. Thank you. Today, I came to my brother's house basically to beg for a job. I'm kind of jobless, and I was just kind of in the neighborhood, and I thought I'd drop by and see whether or not he could use my help. Listen, I'm going to make it short and sweet. You got your together. I don't. We're both in basically the same situation. We're both outcasted by the
regime.
By the regime there. And I kind of need work.
Mikey's been kind of drifting around a little bit lately ever since the changes have taken place between myself and my father and all the stuff going on.
I mean, I don't know really if you'd fit in necessarily on like a daily basis doing like sketches and brainstorming. Maybe
that's
it wouldn't
awesome.
Be bad. I would like to have you around for some of that anyways, but you know, I mean, obviously you got a knack for these paintings. I like them, obviously, because I own them. But, you know, you started doing the paintings and I was like, it's all right, you know, it's what it is. And then when I saw the collection all together, I realized that it was consistent and you had your own style. And then I was like, wow, there's merit there. And then I showed the paintings to some people and everybody loved them. So
really?
I think that the paintings could be great as prints. I'm just getting ready to launch a website and I could sell your prints for you and you can have all the money.
You know, after having a talk with Paul and hoping that maybe I could just get a regular job with him, he had expressed to me how much he enjoys my artwork and how he would like to kind of commercialize it if he could or make some sort of money off it. And I don't know whether or not it's going to float, but I'm very flattered by the whole idea of the situation.
I think people would love your prints. I think people would love to own them. I think that you can make it a reasonable price where people can afford them. And I think we could showcase them very nicely on pauljrdesigns.com. But I'm going to need you to do the footwork on them. I'll get them on the website. I'll push them. We'll do a real nice spread of them online. Maybe we'll do a series, however you want to do it. Yeah. But you have to go ahead and get the person who's going to do the prints. You got to do the footwork. You bring it to them. Do the prints. Mat them how you like, and then that'll be what I put on the website. And then we'll figure out how to get them out to people. It's like a no-brainer.
Absolutely. If I could just break even in life and do exactly what I love, just break even, I'd be absolutely ecstatic.
Well, I could help you break even.
I've said.
All right.
Yeah, thank you, man.
You know, there's been a lot of years where he's just been in limbo with everybody's roles, and I think he's felt out of place. So I think he's found something that he's good at, and he's pursuing it. And I just really want to help him find his career.
All right, good. Well,
anyways.
Then it's settled.
It's settled.
Let's shake on it, and then we'll go inside, and I'll get you your advance.
Very good.
Okay? All right.